coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Sunday Cantata with me, Tapani Simayoki. A special welcome to first-time listeners. If this is your first time listening, make sure you don't miss out on past episodes. Just visit the Lutheran Radio UK website and click on the programs link, where you can find every episode of Sunday Cantata available for listening whenever you wish. I would particularly recommend listening to the very first episode for a general introduction to Bach's cantatas. Last week I discussed the fact that Bach wrote most of his surviving 200 church cantatas in a period of frenetic activity in his first 3 years as the cantor of the St. Thomas Choir School in Leipzig. I thought I would start today's program with the same theme, by illustrating just what an extraordinary quantity of music this was. For this we can refer to the recordings we use here on Sunday Cantata, the set of complete Bach cantatas by Bach Collegium Japan, or BCJ, on the Swedish label BIS. BCJ's set is particularly helpful, since it presents the cantatas in chronological order. The first 23 surviving cantatas take up the first 7 volumes. In other words, the first Leipzig cantatas, which were written in February 1723, are found on volume 8. Last week's cantata, written for the Easter season of 1724, was taken from volume 19. Today we will hear a cantata written for a year later than that, and we are already at volume 35. By the time BCJ recorded the last of the cantatas from this period, they had reached volume 50. The remaining 5 volumes of the cycle contain the cantatas Bach wrote in the last 23 years of his life. And as I have said before, this 3-year period also includes the great St. John and St. Matthew Passions. No wonder Beethoven was later to quip that Bach should not be called Bach, brook, but Meer, sea. Today is the 6th Sunday of Easter, Rogate. The Gospel reading is again from the long farewell discourse of Jesus in John's Gospel, this time the closing verses of John 16. In that day, Jesus said, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father, and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, Ah, now you are speaking plainly, and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things, and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. The Latin title for this Sunday, Rogate, means pray. And the theme of prayer is obvious in the Gospel reading. On the 6th of May 1725, the third Rogation Sunday since Bach's appointment as the director of music at the city's main churches, the congregation heard for the first time his cantata, Bisher hab die nicht gebeten in meinem Namen, BWV 87. The cantata takes at its 2 textual pivots the beginning and end of this Gospel reading, and focuses on the necessity of prayer for the Christian. The libretto combines the Gospel text with the poetry of Christiane Marianne von Ziegler and a chorale by Heinrich Müller. The opening movement relates to the words of Christ in the Gospel reading. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. As these are the words of Jesus, they are assigned to the bass. And although in purely musical terms this movement is an aria, the solo bass accompanied by the strings in firm polyphonic style, Bach declines from using that term in the score. For this is more than a song. This is Vox Christi, the voice of Christ speaking through the singer to the hearers. The second movement, a recitative for the alto, takes these words of Jesus in a surprising direction. Rather than a mere statement of fact, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name," followed by encouragement for a new way of praying, "Ask and you will receive," the poetess interprets Jesus' words as a rebuke, calling for repentance. "O word that terrifies spirit and soul, you people, notice the call hidden behind these words. You have deliberately transgressed the law and the gospel, and because of this, you should pray without delay in repentance and devotion." Apparently, the libretto combines the words of Jesus with the teaching of the epistle reading for the day from the letter of James. "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." This is followed by a long and profoundly moving alto aria, a prayer of penitence appealing to Jesus' own promise in the Gospel text. "Forgive, O Father, our guilt, and still have patience with us when we devoutly pray and say, 'Lord, at your command, I speak no more in figures of speech. Instead, help us to present ourselves before you.'" The penitential tone is emphasized by Bach's use of sighing motives in the accompaniment, played by two dark-toned oboes da caccia. The prayer continues with a brief tenor aria, accompanied by the full-string orchestra. "When our guilt mounts up to heaven, you see and know well my heart, which hides nothing from you. Therefore seek to give me consolation." The lush accompaniment adds fervor to the sentiment of the words. At last we have a response to the believer's anguish in the words of Jesus, sung again by the bass in a brief arioso. "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Having thus been consoled, the Christian is given strength to endure suffering. "I am willing to suffer, I'm willing to keep silent. Jesus will show me his help, for he comforts me after sorrow. Go away, you care, sadness, lamentation, for why should I despair? Be steadfast, my troubled heart." The music of this tenor aria is a complete change from the song of the alto in the third movement. All suggestion of sorrow has been replaced by serene calm. The combination of words and music teaches the truth about the nature of suffering in the Christian life. God does not promise necessarily to remove it, but he will not allow us to be tested beyond endurance. And so in Jesus we have a promise that we will be given the strength we need. This peaceful resolution is highlighted by the final chorale, the seventh verse of Heinrich Müller's "Selig ist die Seele," set to Johann Kruger's "Jesu meine Freude." "Must I be troubled? If Jesus loves me, then for me all sorrow is sweeter than honey. A thousand sweet kisses he gives to my heart." You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. We will now hear a complete performance of Bach's cantata, BWV 87, "Bisher habt ihr nichts gebeten in meinem Namen." The singers are Robin Blaise, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan are conducted by Masaki Suzuki. The recording is from volume 35 of BCJ's complete cycle of Bach cantatas, from the BIS label, made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com.
perfekt. Ihr habt Gesetz und Evangelium vorsätzlich übertreten, und dieses macht ihr ungesund in Buß und Andacht bieten.
Thank you. der Welt hat ihr Angst. In 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 der Welt habt ihr Angst, in der Welt habt ihr Angst, habt ihr Angst, aber seid getrost. Ich habe die Welt überwunden. Die Welt überwunden.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Cantata. I am Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church, Fareham. Find out more about Our Savior Lutheran Church by visiting our website, oslc.org.uk, where you can view our events calendar, listen to past sermons and Bible studies, and get in touch with us. And do also visit Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and explore our other programs, which you can listen to at your leisure. Join me again next week for another episode of Sunday Cantata. In the meantime, may God bless you richly. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.